are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I love that you all tune in and listen. Thank you so much. We're going to talk about one of the biggest kidney stones I've ever seen. It looks like it's 11 centimeters and weighs 2.5 pounds. I think it would be bigger. I passed a kidney stone. Not fun. We're going to talk about that. We also got the world's fattest cat named SpongeBob. I know, I thought it was my cat because my cat's got a real big tushy. But no, world's fattest cat, SpongeBob, weighs 33 pounds. We will talk about that. I guess Justin Bieber, I know, who cares, but I guess Justin Bieber ran into some glass, had a concussion, and then now can't move his eyebrow. I don't know how exciting that is. I don't know if I'm going to slip that in. But for those of you really concerned that that his facial features are not demonstrative enough, it just got worse. They also say a decade of chocolate can protect your heart. Amen to that. And that we're talking chocolate a day. I know. I'm so sick and tired of all these vegetable articles. Yeah. This is kind of interesting. There was a jar of 1930s anti-freckle cream that they found on an island in the Pacific, and they believe it may have been Amelia Earhart's. I've always been fascinated with Amelia Earhart because I took care of one of her relatives in the ER. He was very old, and he said he remembers chasing after her plane and her yelling at him to get off the runway. And it was easy to tell because his last name was Earhart. So I'm like, oh my gosh, are you related? Ah! I was all excited. But I'm even more interested in the freckle cream. What was in freckle cream back then? I have freckles. Yeah, can't you see them? See that one there? Yeah, see, I got a lot. I got freckles. They had anti-freckle cream in the 1930s. I know they got all this crap out on the market, but it doesn't work. I mean, I just cake a lot of makeup on. I do what I can. All right, we got a lot to talk about. And I guess they say what? Cancer is rising to an incidence of 75% by 2030. 75%, that is a lot. A lot of cancer. So we need to talk about that. I know. Pretty busy day. All right. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I apologize if ever there's a best of that you're listening to. Again, we really handpick our best ofs. We make sure it's the best quality. But now that we're coming in, up into the summer, like we got Talkers Magazine convention, I'm going to go to that. I'm so excited because I think this is the first year I'm not going to be asked to go get someone coffee. I know, I'll get my own coffee. I don't have to get coffee for anybody. I'm really excited. Walk in there, they go, oh, that's Dr. Dahlia. Hey, I gotta wait. You know, usually when I used to go, very first year, I'm like, hi, I'm a family doctor, and I'm doing a radio show, and I just want to say hi, and thank you for letting me be here. Yeah, and so now I get to kind of walk in, you know, kind of strutting in going, I am Dr. D. So I'm excited. Anyway, and then, of course, taking some classes. We have some family, like weddings and, you know, reunions and things like that to do. A busy summer. I'm still going to be on air most of the summer, but I do want to warn you ahead of time, some of the podcasts may be replays. All right. You know, it doesn't matter, Dr. Dahlia. We don't listen anyway. All right. That's fine. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I.
Chris calling from Denver. I wanted to get a question from Doc Dahlia in regards to sodium fluoride water for a newborn. Expecting a child here in the next few months. I've been seeing some grocery store items containing fluoride. FDA says it's not good. I wanted to get your take.
Oh, good question. With infants, I don't really think we really do fluoride supplementation. I mean, at the 6-month mark, which is kind of when the teeth are coming in, that's when they want the infants to start getting fluoride. And I got to be honest, I've been always, you know, wary of the idea of the fluoridosis, right, and the intoxication of fluoride. With my children, I didn't want to give them the supplements. I gave them the tap water. I did. I just didn't want to, because again, I think we have so many supplements over the counter. However, if people don't use the tap water and they use bottled water, yes, we are going to recommend that they get some fluoride in, but a very small amount. Now, I have many parents go, look, Dahlia, I don't need to give my child fluoride through the water or through supplements because I am using fluoride toothpaste on them. No. We usually don't want you to use fluoride toothpaste on a child below the age of 2 because then these kids could swallow it. And you don't know how much fluoride they're getting. So, we talked about this on the show, gosh, I think it was like 3 years ago, children swallowing their toothpaste and getting fluoride intoxication. I've never seen a case. And kids do. 3-year-olds swallow toothpaste. I used to swallow toothpaste. I remember when I was growing up, nobody paid the water bill, so I brushed the teeth and had to swallow it, you know? And we did fine. But what would be the signs, let's say, if your child is taking in too much fluoride? I would say sometimes, because remember, you need fluoride to, ends up being incorporated into the tooth enamel. And even before these teeth erupt, to make them strong, more resistant to decay. And I know everybody's afraid of, you know, these kids taking in too much fluoride. But again, I've seen no studies saying that, you know, fluoride that they're taking in, whether it be from their toothpaste, whether it be from the dental visit, whether it be from the tap water, is hurting them. I know it makes everybody nervous, the government putting anything in our tap water. I understand that. And honestly, we drink bottled water a lot because I don't like the taste of tap water. But I haven't been too upset with this, to be honest, because when a child rots out their teeth, there's more problems in that respect than I've ever seen a child with fluoride. I guess fluorosis, sometimes the teeth, sometimes you'll get some white spots or patches or a brownish mottling or weakened, you know, enamel. Sometimes you'll see that on your child, but make sure your child is going to the dentist. Start at age 1. Discuss it with them and your pediatrician. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Attention, information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you know how I told you I really don't like those spray sunscreens? Well, get this, okay? A gentleman in Boston was spraying his Banana Boat Sport sunscreen. Boy, that's hard to say with a lisp. Banana Boat Sport sunscreen. All over his body, right? But he was near the barbecue. He ends up, I guess, becoming ignited and engulfed in flames. He was just entertaining friends over last weekend, putting on sunscreen like everybody tells him to, and you've got to look at his chest. Complete third-degree burns, ripped off so much of his skin. And all he was doing was, I just used Banana Boat Sport sunscreen, and I just went up in flames. After rubbing, I thought he sprayed it on. Yeah, he sprayed it on in an aerosol can. So anyway, it looks like he's going to be okay. He's being treated. But I don't know. I'm just not a huge fan, of the spray. You know, they say the bottles have a warning, which do read flammable. Don't use near heat, flame, or while burning. But they didn't say that the product would be dangerous once applied. From what I understand, he was not right next to the grill. He was away and walked over to the grill. They say, I think if people were told this is flammable for 2 minutes on your skin afterwards, people wouldn't use it. Huh. The bottles have a warning that says flammable on it, but they don't, obviously, if it's on your skin, something just might have attached to the, I guess, lid. And I keep imagining the Die Hard 2 ending. Yippee-ki-yay. Oh, I won't say it, but remember, the gas was out of the, right, was dripping out of the plane. And then he falls off the plane and he's in the snow and then he lights a match and the gas goes all the way up and then it follows up into the air. Cause I thought the plane was going to be going free. I didn't think it was going to happen. But, you know, fire smart. So that's Dr. Dahlia's assessment. Fire is smart. All right. We've been holding some of your calls. I haven't been able to get to all of the calls. Sometimes you guys call in when I'm not live, so let's get to some of them right now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I listen to you on the XM radio, and I love your show. But one of the things you were talking about was on today's topic was smoking and losing weight. And I don't smoke. I don't take drugs. You know, I'm one of those people that I don't take pharmaceutical drugs as well.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the questions I have is, you said that you're pro-pharmaceutical, and I understand the reason.
I like them.
Pharmaceutical drugs. However, my question is why doesn't the medical community spend more time educating the public that a pharmaceutical drug is to help you through a problem?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're overweight and you need to lose weight and they put you on a weight control pill, it's to help you but ultimately get you, you know, over your problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like with sleeping. You know, a lot of doctors will prescribe sleep medications and 10 years later that same patient is on, you know, Ambien or all, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, why doesn't the medical community spend more time educating people that, you know, to quit just, I forget how many millions of people, like half of America is
on a pharmaceutical, yeah.
Some sort of pharmaceutical drug.
Yep.
How can we get people off pharmaceutical drugs and start living healthier lives?
Thank you. I am with you on that. Thank you so much for your call on that. One thing we're already seeing on these commercials, like let's say for Nexium, you know, the purple pill. You know, if you notice that you have to use this longer than X number of days, you know, please go to a doctor. You see it a lot of over-the-counter packages, right? Like hemorrhoid cream. I have those boxes memorized. If you have to use this product greater than 3 days, you need to consult a physician. You know, and so you know, for the most part, you should be consulting a physician before you take an over-the-counter product pharmaceutical. But you're 100% right. These medications are usually not cures. Even when I give a patient an antibiotic, I still don't tell him this is a cure because, again, why did he get sick to begin with? And I believe there are a lot of doctors educating people, but there may not be. For example, there are clinics that give weight loss drugs. I don't prescribe them. I don't prescribe them because people end up, you know, gaining the weight back again. And I would rather they cure themselves from their obesity rather than putting a bandage on a gaping wound. And so I think I agree. I think the consumer needs to have realistic expectations of the pharmaceutical that they're taking. Going back, let's say, to Nexium or these PPIs, these proton pump inhibitors for stomach acid reflux. Okay, you could take the acid reflux medication to help. And many times they are therapeutic. If you have an ulcer, we put people on those medications. PPI, I got to be careful now. Okay, anyway, when you take those medications, let's say you have an ulcer, a lot of times we'll put you on a Nexium or Prilosec or Prevacid, et cetera, such that it allows your stomach to heal the ulcer. So many times they are therapeutic. But again, why is it happening? Why are you having reflux? Now, however, okay, this is why we have our healthcare problem, okay? Remember I told you Obamacare does not want us doctors to refer. When I have a person that comes in with chronic acid reflux, I don't want to just dole out the pills. I want to know why, and I want to try to go for cure or enhance maintenance. So I send the patient to a gastroenterologist. The gastroenterologist may do an upper GI. They may take a look at a Nissan fundoplication procedure or something. I mean, I'm just throwing stuff out to try to consider treating the gastrointestinal issues by which they're having a symptom of reflux. Now, that costs money. That costs a lot of money. The government doesn't want us referring out. Okay? They would prefer that the doctor takes care of it themselves, or better yet, prefer the doctor does it by a phone call. Now, you see, I can't stand doing medicine over the phone. Somebody calls in going, Dolly, I have horrible reflux. Call me in an acid suppressant. I'm going to know, well, why? Why are you having reflux? You have a tumor there? Is it pancreatic cancer? Is it gastric cancer? You're calling it reflux. What is it? You know how many reflux patients actually were having heart attacks? Their pain, their quote-unquote acid reflux, was actually chest pain, and the burning they were feeling that they thought was esophageal was cardiac. No, these patients need to be evaluated. And so I'm of the thought, even though I am a huge fan of the statin medications and, you know, treating a bacterial illness before it becomes necrotizing fasciitis, and that's why I had said earlier in the week, I am pro-pharmaceuticals. I am not anti-pills. I have no problem prescribing a pill. I do have a problem prescribing a pill for a condition that isn't being adequately addressed. You also hit it on the head, insomnia. I can't stand writing sleeping pills. I can't stand. Now, let's say you have to fly to see the in-laws. You're going to be jet-lagged, you know, et cetera. Yeah, absolutely. I could give you a bottle. If it lasts a year, great. But for people that are always requiring sleeping medications, can we please get you to a sleep doctor? Let him take a look at you, do a sleep study. But Dr. Dahlia, that costs too much money. You should handle it yourself. No, we can't handle it ourselves because we could get sued if we miss something. You guys heard about that gentleman that was involved in a threesome, right? Gentleman involved in a threesome, he cheated on his wife. Had seen the cardiologist a week before. The cardiologist sets up a stress test. Looks like it gets approved with the insurance. 8 days later, six working days later, the guy has the threesome with somebody other than his wife and another man. The day before the stress test, drops dead of a heart attack. The family sues the doctor and wins. They won $3 million. They won the lawsuit because the plaintiff's attorney said the doctor didn't warn the patient to not have sexual activity or do any heavy activity. So now, as far as I'm concerned, if you're a doctor with a patient who's waiting for a stress test, don't have them do nothing because you'll get sued. And we're talking multiple $1 million. They wanted $5 million. The only reason why they got three is because the court felt that 40% of the fault was on the man who cheated. And the 60% of the fault was all the doctor, the bad, bad doctor. So you want to know what the heck with Obamacare? You refer, you do the test, and no, I don't want to get sued for $3 million because my patient decides to cheat on his wife in a threesome. To heck with that. That's not why I went into medicine. So I agree with you 100%. If you do have a chronic condition, whether it be insomnia, even like diabetes, okay, yes, you need to take medication to control your sugar, but can we figure out why you're diabetic? Is it because you're drinking alcohol? Is it because you're overeating? Is it because you're not exercising? Now, sometimes, like with blood pressure, it could be genetic. Sometimes it can't be. You know, sometimes it's environmental. But I agree, the doctor and the patient should continually work on the prevention of it. Amen to that, sister. All right, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dolly at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk foods. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Next week. This is going to be interesting. You all know about the Mayor Bloomberg's proposal to ban all big sugary drinks. All right. I believe it's what, anything over 16 ounces, right? Any bottles of sugary drinks larger than 16 ounces would be taken off the shelves in cafes, while extra large options will disappear from restaurant menus. The ban applies only to drinks that contain more than 25 calories per 8 ounces. So my guess is diet drinks will still be on the market. From what I understand, I think they are also going to be taken out of cinemas, movie theaters, sports stadiums, delis, restaurants, etc. Now, you see, when I buy a large drink, it's not all for me. You see, when I go and get a large drink, I know y'all are going to think this is gross, but, you know, the family kind of shares it. I mean, I get four straws, even though I know there's backwash, but I'm not going to buy four individual cups of drink. So I go and get a large drink, whether we're at a movie. Well, actually, at the movie, sometimes I smuggle stuff in. Shh. Anyway, but you know, like if I'm at a restaurant, like for example, if we're going to go, we're going to go see the Statue of Liberty. Well, we're going to go to the Talkers Magazine conference. And then over the weekend, we're going to go to the Statue of Liberty. And I'll probably have to purchase some sort of a beverage. And when I do, I don't want to be holding four cups because my kids don't hold their cups. We'll hold one giant cup and then just everybody drink from it. And I know they're, but listen, okay, the kids were in my uterus. You know, they're my kids. I don't care. I'll drink, you know, whatever they drink or whatever. Not uterus stuff, but that's neither here nor there. So anyway, I look at the supersize not as something I want to consume, but as an economic thing. You know, and you know, or like lemonade. I usually don't have let my children drink sodas. We'll have like a lemonade. So it'll be a large lemonade that you know, we drink from. So actually, you know, you're kind of wondering why restaurants are a little upset by this. Well, number one, I know why they're upset by this, but you know, one thing that may then have to happen is all of those people that buy supersize just so people could split will now have to buy individual drinks. So that may offset some of the costs. But I guess there's going to be a huge nanny ad in New York Times where it's a full page ad from the Center for Consumer Freedom that'll say the nanny. You only thought you lived in a land of the free. And it features an image of the mayor wearing nanny-like garb, frumpy pale blue dress, matching pastel, etc., standing Godzilla-like over New York City. New Yorkers need a mayor, not a nanny. Here's my problem, okay? My problem is if you're banning a drink, you know, you're banning a product, okay, and a size of a product. And I get it. You know, an individual really shouldn't be drinking soda to begin with, whether it's 16 ounces, 32 ounces, multi-gulps. I get that. And we talked about this last week, how if you look back to the 1950s, people were having a little 7-ounce drink, if that. And now we have people drinking 42-ounce drinks. So I get that. And I think soda can ruin the bones, ruin the kidneys. Absolutely. But it's not for the government to step in. I get the heebie-jeebies thinking that a mayor is going to ban a certain product. And then obviously that puts a dent in the manufacturing of those types of cups and those types of covers. And, you know, it just, and I know that's not a big deal, but do you guys see what I'm saying here? It's like, you know, he's banning a product that you can't have. So how are they going to enforce it? You know, what's going to happen to you? You know, if you have a big size cup, or if you try to bring your large cup in there to the soda machine, I mean, if they could ban a large cup, are they going to ban quarter pound burgers? Are they going to ban the fountain drinks? Because it could just pour and pour and you could go up and get a refill. Are they going to ban refills? You see what I mean? I mean, when they're trying to make this heroic attempt to save the human being in obesity, and, oh, well, you're right. You know, another trick is you buy the baby size, and if you get free refills, you don't buy the big cup, you buy the baby size, and you just keep getting refills. Yeah, that's another thing you can do to save money. Thank you. You're right. Yeah. Good one, people. Okay. But, you know, if they think not allowing a 32-ounce cup is going to prevent a person from not drinking his 16-ounce cup and his girlfriend's 16-ounce cup, you see what I mean? I mean, if you're going to ban for the sake of obesity and saving the human, then to do it effectively, you're going to have to ban it all. All right, now there's third-pound burgers, there's pound burgers, cheeseburgers, bacon cheeseburgers, chili cheese fries. What is worse for a person? A chili cheeseburger with french fries on top of it, or a 32-ounce soda? I mean, if you're going to go after something, why not go after the chili cheeseburgers or the chili cheese hot dogs? Or the corn dogs dipped in mustard and ketchup and then sprinkled with, I don't know. I mean, there's, if you're going to ban something, are you going to ban, was it Domino or Pizza Hut that has a hot dog in the middle of the crust? You see, where does it stop? And then do we really want government being involved at that level? I mean, I don't know how they're going to enforce the cups. And then what do you do with all the cups if you purchase all these cups? I don't even know when this ban takes effect. It's supposed to start soon, right? Trying to see when this starts. I mean, honestly, what, you know, Mayor Bloomberg has done is he's gotten himself in the news. And he's trying to get reelected. But it's just, this looks kind of, it looks idiotic. You're banning a supersized drink. Well, what about the fries? What about the burger? What about somebody getting two drinks? What about free refills? What about people sneaking the extra refill because of fountain? The fountains are out there. What about those ice cream soft serves in a buffet? What about buffets? Are you going to ban buffets? So, I think a buffet does a heck of a lot worse than a 32-ounce cup of soda. But again, it's a talking point. He's in the media. Yeah, people are talking about him. And, he's going to try to use this to get elected. It just, I think it's going to be a big pain in the butt for a lot of businesses, a big pain in the butt for us moms that don't really want to hold four separate drinks or four separate bottles, and we just want one big bottle. In fact, I'll pour water in this supersized cup. I even reuse a cup. When we're done, I'll pour water in the cup so I can only hold one cup. Let me have the gosh darn 32-ounce cup to use. And remember what I said last week about cups and how we could use them if we're at a public pool situation and we don't want to pee in the pool, because you shouldn't, 1 in 5 people pee in the pool, but people are doing it to avoid going to the public restroom. I don't know about you all, but a Dixie cup wouldn't hold it for me. I would probably want to go in there with the 32-ounce cup. So if Mayor Bloomberg, when I'm in the middle of New York at a public pool and I need to urinate and there's no 32-ounce cups, you can't switch 16-ounce cups midstream. A man maybe could. A woman can't, which means we're going to have spillage. We're going to have a mess in the bathroom. This is horrible. Absolute chaos. I don't think I can handle it. I don't think so. All right. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. When we come back, a little bit of chaos happening in Great Britain. Looks like doctors are voting to strike over pensions. They get pensions over there? That's something. I don't get a pension. And I guess there's going to be a mass strike June 21. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again. With up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. As you know, I like to watch very, very closely what's happening in Europe and especially Great Britain, as people in America want us to adopt a very similar health system as theirs. However, a huge strike and walkout is going to occur on June 21 over their thousands of GP regular family practice appointments and hospital operations will be canceled on June 21st when the first 24-hour strike goes ahead. Doctors have voted in favor of taking industrial action, they say, for the first time in almost 40 years. They say the move deals a major blow to ministers' hopes of resolving the dispute over pension changes. The British Medical Association said it has taken action very reluctantly, but attacked the government for not going back or for going back on a deal on pensions agreed 4 years ago. Non-urgent work will be postponed, and this will be obviously disruptive, but doctors say they will ensure that patient safety is protected. All urgent and emergency care will be provided, and we will work closely with managers so that anyone whose care is going to be affected can be given as much notice as possible. There was a walkout years ago in Las Vegas, and that was scary. That was, was it supposed to be a threatened walkout? But from what I understand, I think the trauma center still remained open. But you don't want that happening. I mean, obviously, duh. And, you know, as a doctor, if somebody said, you know, Dahlia, would you strike? I mean, I have my own business. I've never been a part of a union. I've never been a part of a group. And so I've never been asked to strike. And of course, the first thing I would think of is, oh, my patients. Why are they suffering? Why are they suffering because I'm having an issue with, you know, my employer or my boss or what's happening in the city, et cetera. But what is so unfortunate is these strikes work. I mean, it makes people listen. I hate to say that. I can't stand it. I wish it didn't, but it does. And you end up, why the strikes work is because you end up having the regular population then join the fight. Say, look, we want our doctors. Now, where we found that successful is in my local community when we had some tort reform issues and some malpractice caps. Doctors were like, I'm leaving. You know, I am leaving. There's no reason for me to practice here. And people were leaving. After St. Paul, malpractice pulled out of our city, possibly state, many doctors lost their malpractice. And they go, I'm out of here. And then to decrease costs of current malpractice, doctors really needed this one law to pass for us to have camps. And they did recruit patients. They said, if this doesn't pass, I'm leaving. And patients like, you're my doctor. I love you. I don't want, you know, to get any run-of-the-mill person. I'll fight for you. And it worked and it passed. And like I said, with that earlier case of the doctor getting sued because the man cheated on his wife in a threesome, had a heart attack right before the stress test occurred the next day. Doctor gets sued for $3 million. Yes, we have to have tort reform. Yes, we have to have some sort of protection. So I'm not sure. I don't know what it's like to have a pension. Right? But I bet these doctors are pretty upset. If they're working in a socialized medicine situation where they're not getting paid per patient fee for service, benefiting from long hours, I'm sure they want their pensions. I don't blame them. I mean, it's hard work. It takes years off your life being a doctor. You think my boobies droop just because I had two kids? No, it's because I was a doctor. Right? I have 70-year-old woman's boobies. Not that you 70-year-old ladies out there aren't hot. You are. But, I mean, I lost 30 years of my bouncy perkiness. And I blame medicine for that. I mean, it's a very, very trying, emotionally exhaustive type of a profession. I love it. Would never want to leave it. Right? That's why I love doing radio and medicine at the same time. I love medicine. I love helping people. But, you know, seeing doctors want to strike over there in England, I don't think that won't happen here. So we'll kind of watch that pretty closely. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Happy news. Happy news. A decade of chocolate. A decade. Will most likely reduce heart attacks and strokes in high risk patients. Oh, and I'm looking at the picture of the chocolate right now. It looks so yummy. All right. Now, these scientists I like, a team of researchers from Australia used a mathematical model. I will buy you the calculator. Amen to you guys for coming up with this. Used a mathematical model to predict the long-term health impact of daily dark chocolate consumption. Oh, no. Oh, no. I like Godiva chocolate or Ghirardelli. You know, I like the milk chocolate. Dark chocolate, it's okay. But they say dark chocolate consumption, they looked at 2,000 people with a condition known as metabolic syndrome that puts them at high risk for heart disease. We talked about that, truncal obesity, high triglycerides, prediabetes. All right. The team found in the best case scenario with no patient missing any daily chocolate, the treatment could potentially avert 70 non-fatal and 15 fatal heart attacks or strokes per 10,000 people over 10 years. That's proof enough for me. Proof enough for me. The model also suggested that mounting effective dark chocolate prevention strategies might cost an individual just 25 pounds or $40 a year, not 25 pounds in weight, but $40 a year. This is in British Medical Journal. Why do the British do it? We don't use pounds over here. We use dollars. For researchers, the work was published in the British Medical Journal on Friday, which costs I don't know how many pounds, and they stress that protective effects have only been shown for dark chocolate containing at least 60 to 70% cocoa. Oh, that doesn't taste that good. I mean, Hershey's Special Dark is okay, but I don't think it's as 60 to 70%. I got to look that up. No, I like the chocolate that's in my Ho-Ho's. That's what I'm talking about here. Oh, come on. Really? Dark chocolate every day. Well, we know there's something in chocolate. We know that. There's no shock there, right? Okay, so it saves 15 heart attacks. If you want to save people from having a heart attack, eat your chocolates. Wait, isn't there supposed to be a chocolate shortage? Aren't we by 2030 supposed to completely be out of chocolate? That's scary. A chocolate shortage by 2030? And they're telling us to eat this for the next 10 years? Well, we'll be okay because it's 2012. All right. Cancer incidence may surge 75% by 2030. So not only are we going to be lacking chocolate, we got more cancer to deal with. The global incidence of cancer may rise more than 75% by 2030. Yeah, Obamacare is the cure, isn't it? The number of people with cancer in 2030 may rise 22.2 million. All right. Projection is based on the United Nations population forecast, looking at colorectal, female breast, prostate, and in high-income countries, lung cancer in women. Ah, prostate cancer. Well, doesn't America want to stop the PSA test? Right? Didn't the U.S. Task Force say, no, we don't need to run it? Yet, 75% increase in incidence, huh? All right. While improving living standards in lower-income countries may lead to a decrease in infection-related cancers like cervical and stomach cancer. Remember, cervical cancer, HPV, stomach cancer, H. pylori. Well, everything has an H in it. I wonder why. Probably because, it's like hell, going through hell. That may be the offset by certain types of cancers associated with smoking, obesity, and diet, which currently affect mainly richer countries. All right, well, I don't want to end the show on this note. Oh, come on, there's got to be something better than this. I don't want to talk about cancer. Okay, we know there's cancer. Okay, Amelia Earhart's anti-freckle cream. Let's talk about that. All right, a glass container was found broken in 5 pieces in Nikumaroro Island by researchers of the International Group of Historic Aircraft Recovery, which has been long investigating Earhart's last flight. When reassembled, the fragments make up a jar identical to shape by the ones used by Dr. C.H. Berry's freckle ointment. I wish I had a picture. It's well documented Amelia Earhart had freckles and disliked them. She vanished July 2nd, 1937, while flying over the Pacific Ocean during an attempt to circumnavigate the globe around the equator. Wow. So they found, there it is. I'm looking at her freckle ointment. Oh, wow. Boy, and she took it on her flight, too. You know why? When you fly, you get sun and you get more freckles. All right, guys, we got more coming up. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Take me down to the little white church.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.